Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hello, my golf friend. Welcome back to Above Par. I'm super happy that you're here and listening. I wanted to take an opportunity to give a shout out to one of my clients, and she's also a member of the Above Par Academy, who sent me an email with some of the success that she has had already this season about working on the mental part of the game, working on her mental management. And so I wanted to share it with you, what she wrote, so that you could see yourself in this, perhaps, or find the wins that she found. So what she says, she played golf on a Thursday on a hard course, and she shot terribly, and she left the course having zero confidence in her game. And then she wrote, today, which was a Saturday, I played in my first tournament of the season. I had so much anxiety Thursday night, Friday, and this morning. All the old competition memories of playing awful came back to me. I told myself, this is her speaking, this anxiety is about how you get to feel at the end of the round. Despite how badly you played Thursday, you haven't lost your game. What you shoot today does not define you as a person. You'll play hundreds of these events. This one doesn't matter. Just use your relaxation techniques and you'll be fine. I ended up playing pretty good and won the tournament. Thank you for teaching me how to work with my mind. So I wanted to give a shout out to Jennifer, who sent me that email and had a lot of success this season. So she had a bad round, basically what she's saying. All the old thoughts came back in. She started creating a lot of anxiety for herself around the tournament, and she had some thoughts that she went to, some things that she had evidence of that she could remind herself about on how to manage her mind about it. She went out there, played well, and won the tournament, and mastered her mind around the game of golf. So I want to give a shout out to Jennifer and give you some evidence of how you can have a bad round, you can listen to your brain getting super anxious, and you can still rely on some of the skills that you've learned here by listening to the podcast or inside the academy or just practicing managing your mind around it. So high five, Jennifer. Thank you so much for sharing that. I asked for her permission to share it with you, and she said, sure, share it, share my name, share it anonymously. I don't care. She said, I'm so tootin' happy. So I'm so tootin' happy for you too, Jennifer. Way to go. All right, so what I wanted to talk to you today about, I almost said you guys. So what I want to talk to you guys about is creating emotions on purpose, which is a little bit of what Jennifer did in this. She was noticing the anxiety and she decided that she wanted to create something different for herself. And what I want to do is share it with you from a different angle, thinking about it as, what emotion do I want to create? So a lot of times we go out and play golf and we feel like we're at the effect of the game of golf, meaning that golf creates emotions for us. Situations create emotions. We'll just go out and play and see what happens. Right? Anxiety shows up and creeps in, and there wasn't a dang thing I can do about it. I was frustrated and there's nothing I can do about it. Right? When I talk about on this podcast is that you want to play golf from your preferred state. I call that one of the three C's, calm, certain, or confident. You get to define it though, but for most people, they would be thrilled to play from that emotion. The reason you want to play from that emotion is because when you're experiencing that, you're able to think clearly and swing freely, move your body freely. So what I want you to do to practice for the season is I want you to go and deliberately create an emotion. Ask yourself how I want to feel today. And I'm not saying how I want to feel at the end of the round, which you can have. You know, I don't want to feel like I won and therefore I'm like super proud. We can't always create a result at the end of the day on our performance because there's a lot of golf involved. But how do I want to show up throughout the day? How do I want to feel when I go out in this round today? In your day-to-day life, it's like, how do I want to show up when I talk to these people today? How do I want to feel? You're going to work, how do I want to feel? Right? That's setting an intention and creating an emotion ahead of time on purpose. What emotions do you need to have for you to be able to play your best golf? What emotions do you need to have at work or at home or in your day-to-day life for you to thrive and have a great day, regardless of whatever happens around you? I think for the most part, a lot of us don't feel like that's something that we can do. That's something that happens to us, that we're at the effect of. the day, other people, situations, our brain even. Right? We witness our brain. We're like, well, I couldn't help it. It just started getting negative and I couldn't stop it. So what I want you to do in this exercise or just listening to this podcast, what I'd love for you to practice off of the golf course so that by the time you go and play, you have so much more evidence that this is a possibility for you, that you're going to have a lot more successful rounds, a lot more enjoyable rounds. Okay, so I don't care if you do it on the golf course or not, but I want you to start practicing this. I want you to decide how you want to feel in any given situation. What emotion do you need to create in that arena? Okay, so if I was talking about golf, you might say, today I want to be motivated. I want to be determined. I want to be peaceful. I want to be calm. I want to be certain. Right? What emotion do I want to create? What do I want to feel today when I'm out there playing? Because when I feel that way, I can make some pretty good swings. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm not likely to get in my own way. Off of the golf course, maybe you're going to have a conversation with somebody, and how do you want to feel during that conversation? You have a meeting with your boss. You have to have a conversation with your kids. You're going to interact with some people at the store. Like, how do I want to feel when I'm interacting with these people? Do I want to be irritated? Do I want to be annoyed? Because if I am, I'm going to be short. I might be rude. I'm going to be impatient a little bit. Or do I want to interact with them and be open and curious and calm and present? So deciding how you want to feel ahead of time is a very useful thing for your brain to go to. So a different way that you can look at it is, how don't I want to feel when I go out and play? How don't I want to feel when I go and interact with people? How don't I want to feel, or what emotion do I not want to have when I talk to my boss or my kids? I don't want to be irritated and short and angry and frustrated. Why? Because when I do that, I don't like the way I show up. I don't like the things that I do, and I don't create very good results for myself when I do that. That's a decent place for you to start. Do you want to play golf frustrated? Do you want to play golf feeling pressure? Do you want to play golf nervous or fearful? Probably not. And the reason you would say no is because I don't make very good swings from there. I don't do great things. I don't think clearly. I'm faster. I squeeze the club tighter. I don't make very good swings. I don't create great shots. So I don't want to be that emotion or have that feeling. So what do you want to have? And there are multiple emotions that work. Hopeful works, determined works, motivated works, peaceful works, right? They work. They work from a standpoint that they feel pretty good and I can swing pretty good having those emotions. So I'm not saying you only have one, and I'm not saying that you never experience another one. I'm just saying I'm going to set an intention for how I want to feel. And then your next question is, what do I need to think that will help me create that feeling? What do I want to think about my round of golf? What do I want to think about my conversation I'm about to have with my boss? What do I want to think about sitting in traffic? You got to ask your brain the question. When you ask your brain the question, it'll come up with some things, and you got to make sure they connect. Does that thought create that emotion for me? Does the thought, I don't want to hit it in the water, create certainty? No. Well, you might be certain you don't want to hit it in the water, but you're not going to be certain that you can get it over the water. Does the thought, I've done this before, I can do it again, create more certainty? Yeah. Does the thought, I can rely on my pre-shot routine to help me with my tempo, create certainty? Yes. Does the thought, I'm going to have my own back no matter how I hit it today, give your brain a little sense of calm? Probably. It's possible I could play well today. Does that create hope? Most likely. Does the thought, I never do anything right, I never finish well, I always have a blow-up hole, does that create any emotion that you want to have on purpose? One emotion that actually tricks people up is excited. Like, I want to feel excited about going out and playing. And I'm like, do you really want to be excited? Like, what will you do from excited? Often excited is a faster energy, and sometimes we can swing faster. Our tempo actually gets sped up a little bit. We move a little bit quicker. I'm not saying you don't look forward to it, but it's not necessarily something that we want to tap into, is being excited when we're out playing golf, because of how it affects our body, which means it's going to affect our tempo, which means it's going to affect our swing. So if that was one that you came up with, just ask yourself if it's a useful emotion for you, which is a great question to ask. Is that going to be a useful emotion or feeling? I use those interchangeably for me to go out and play golf today. right? And then what do you need to think? Your second step, what do you need to think to create that emotion? Just ask yourself the question. You'll come up with some. And then the third thing that I want you to think about is, what are you going to do? What is going to be your tactic? What is your game plan if you leave that emotion? If you go to frustration, if you go to fear or anxiety, what is going to be your game plan to getting you back to the emotion that you prefer? Now, when you're playing golf, we have 4 hours to do this and lots of shots and lots of different situations. So there's tons of practice. I encourage you to practice it off of the golf course with one little simple thing that you have going on in your life. Ask yourself, all right, how do I want to feel before I go through this situation, before I get in the car and get stuck in traffic, before I talk to my boss, before I have a conversation, before I go to dinner and know that they have slow service, right? And I'm always annoyed and I snap at the waiter. How do I want to feel going in? And create that emotion ahead of time by deciding what you want to think. What emotions do I need to thrive in this situation, off of the course, or playing the game of golf? And create it. And when you get evidence that you actually are the creator of how you get to feel at any given moment in time, it's super empowering. You feel so much less at the effect of life and the game of golf. You get ahead of it so that you can create a really great result. Well, this is how I need to feel so that I can create these actions and produce these results. Your job is to shift and pivot to the dialogue in your head that'll create that emotion. A different way of looking at calm, certain, and confident, or any emotion that you find useful for you on the golf course, create that emotion ahead of time. How do I want to feel? What emotion do I need to have and produce so that I produce my best results, so that I am thriving? And practice it. Get intentional about it. Get in the habit of doing it. Your day is going to change and shift, and I promise you your performance will shift for the better as well. All right, my friends, practice creating your emotions ahead of time. All right, and if you want any help with this, or join me and Jennifer and a lot of other people inside the Academy who are producing amazing results, you can join at abovepar.club. I hope to see you there. All right, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.